This is Bill Thompson with the first of my audio boos from the Andrew Raven Trust weekend, and I'm here with Simon Pepper. Simon, could you tell us a bit about yourself?
Well, as you say, my name is Simon Pepper. I'm a rural resident in Highland Perthshire. I farm a small piece of ground, and I work in a variety of sort of near to retirement activities, including I sit on the board of SNH Scottish Natural Heritage.
And over supper, you were saying you used to be on the Deer Commission.
Yes, I used to be on a commission that was set up back in the 1950s for the sole purpose of trying to address the conflicts arising from the management of red deer, which are a sought-after quarry for so-called sporting estates, the big landed estates in Scotland.
And you know, up here, it's clear, you know, deer share the environment with us. In fact, as we were in the last presentation, there was a red deer on the lawn, I noticed, of the house where we were, chewing the grass. So clearly, yep. Yeah, we're sharing our space with them.
Very much so.
We're here with the Andrew Raven Trust. Why are we here? What's brought us here together? You seem to know quite a lot about it.
Yeah, well, Andrew Raven, who sadly died 7 years ago in his 40s, was a remarkable individual because he trained as a chartered surveyor and was very interested in not only the professional side of land management, but also in all of the sort of cultural and aesthetic and historical and biological aspects of the rural environment. And he showed a great interest in trying to get many of the famous conflicts that arise between different interests in the countryside to work together and to be more constructive about how to resolve their differences. And one of the things that he used to do every weekend or many weekends was to invite people to this extraordinary building in the middle of the west coast of Scotland, where it's a little bit of an embarrassment, I think, really associated with the fact that his family has inherited this enormous Victorian pile. And he wanted to think of it as being put to some good social purpose, and he invited people to come and share views and exchange thoughts. And we've, since his death, in his memory, tried to create a sort of annual event in which 30 or 40 people are brought together and invited to come and talk about something to do with sustainable living in the countryside. And we've had a variety of different subjects arising, and this time it's about sharing space, which comes across initially as a rather sort of abstract idea, but we've only been at it so far for about an hour, and already it's starting to grow arms and legs and become an extremely interesting topic.
Thanks ever so much for giving us the context, Simon. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the weekend with you.
Indeed, so am I. Cheers.